Madam Chair, we join previous speakers in expressing our heartfelt sympathy to Indonesia for the loss of hundreds of lives recently caused by tsunami and the earthquake. We wish to thank the High Commissioner, Mr. Filippo Grandi, for his inspiring opening statement, through which he has presented a view of the key drivers and futures of today's global fossil displacement, challenges to international protection, as well as his vision on how the Global Compact on Refugees can leverage more comprehensive, predictable, and solutions-oriented engagement in support of the fossil displaced and their hosts. We align our intervention of the statement delivered by African Group. Madam Chair, having participated actively in the consultation on the draft Global Compact on Refugees, we look forward of its endorsement to the UNGA and its smooth implementation, for it represents a paradigm shift of the international community seeks to ease the pressure of host countries, enhance refugee self-reliance, expand access to third country solutions, support conditions in the country of origin for return in safety and dignity. Madam Chair, we take note of the progress made by your High Commissioner in pursuing UNHCR strategy directions on the basis of the core direction of protect, respond, include, empower, solve, as articulated by High Commissioner in the beginning of his mandate. Therefore, we commend High Commissioner for the positive impact of strategy direction in a major crisis, the outcomes of the traditional and non-traditional partnership, as well as the use of the innovation in the mixed flows, international displacement, emergency preparedness and response, inclusion of displaced and stateless people in national systems and development programs, amongst others. Mr. President, we highly appreciate the activities undertaken by UNHCR and the partners since the 6th-8th sessions of ExCom, as they sought to protect and assist persons of their concern. We share the High Commissioner's concern in regards to the worsening of forced displacement situation worldwide at the time the available resources for the protection and assistance on the ground fall short of the needs. We took good notes of the current trends and future outlook of the new and ongoing crisis and protracted displacement, with a few prospects of definitive resolutions, hence the importance of support to host countries and communities amidst a fluid environment preparing for future shifts, as articulated in the High Commissioner's statements. We agree that sustainable protection in a complex political environment, as well as politicization of the refugee issue within and between states, further complicate the mandate of UNHCR. Therefore, more needs to be done by relevant UN organs as to pervade the international humanitarian principles for the sake of people of concern to UNHCR. The international community should also redouble its efforts, taking xenophobia and intolerance, which runs against the cardinal principles of the international human rights law. On the other side, the international community should foster creative supporting measures of states to deal with protection challenges in the area, large-scale influx and mixed movements. We agree that the UNHCR operating environment, protection challenges and pressures on the hosting countries and communities tend to be trying to do the unprecedented mixed movement of refugees and migrants as comprehensively addressed by the High Commissioner. The fact that people keep on missing while seeking safe through dangerous sea journeys, including the Mediterranean and the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea and seas in the South Asia, reflect the magnitude of the humanitarian crisis in the international community is faced with undeserved due attention. Madam Chair, it is our view that addressing those crises should link humanitarian dimension with assistance to development as a strategy to deal with the push factors such as poverty, lack of livelihood, deprivation, and others. We should redouble efforts to facilitate the safe orderly of responsive mobility of people envisaged at the 2030 Agenda of Sustainable Development Goal. If we are effectively tackle the resilience, the massive movements of people, amid funding insufficiency of UNHCR's operational activities, we can only appeal the UNHCR humanitarian and other partners to continue their exercise aiming and expanding alternative sources of funding those activities. We note with appreciation the World Bank's contribution of $2 billion dedicated to middle-income refugees, host countries, some which CRRF countries, for the period of up to 2019. As we revise program budgets to be presented on this session, it's subscribe to the adoption of draft decision on the revised program budget for 2019, which amounts $8,220.5. Madam Chair, we acknowledge without exception all the UNICEA important partners for the entering support of the implementation of the mandate of UNICEA. We pay tribute to the UNICEA field staff who work in difficult and dangerous duty stations, risking their lives as they undertake their humanitarian load. We conclude, Madam Chair, we wish to commend the People's Government of Refugees, hosting countries and community worldwide in the solidarity. We thank you.